The future legends of music.
TheEdgeOnAir.com.
Paul Shabari here for TheEdgeOnAir.com. I'm with Mike Maimone from Mutz, who we've been playing here on The Edge. And Mike, you just rocked Quenchers here in Chicago.
Thank you.
Is this a place that you guys have played before?
We have not. I did an open mic here a while ago. But yeah, I always drive by and we haven't played and got a chance to play for Phantom Fest.
I was glad that it worked out tonight because I'm actually an elephant gun. So I was like looking forward to a time that like our bands could play together. So I was glad that tonight was the night.
Which was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, no, you guys killed it, too. There's going to be many more in the future.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you just got back from a tour. You were out in Wisconsin and Iowa, and you were just telling me just before that you were in New York and Nashville. Mutz has been kind of everywhere this past year.
Yeah, trying to stay out. We put out an album in April and have been touring in support of that pretty much since then. And I feel like we just feel like we're doing something when we're playing and meeting people in person, I feel, is the best way to get our music out there. You know, you can sit back online, and that's a good thing, too. But I just prefer to shake a person's hand and know who's listening and meet them face to face.
Well, it's definitely helps get your music around, and this has been 2012 was a big year for Mutz, but 2013 also a big year for Mutz. You release Object Permanence on vinyl and CD, as well as the digital release. Tell me a little bit about releasing that album, kind of touring in support of that, how that's been maybe different from years past, how you've seen the success of this album.
The biggest difference, I think, has been that it's all acoustic. It's acoustic piano, upright bass. So we did all that for April and May, just the unplugged stuff. And it was great to go back to all the cities that we'd been to in 2012 and see that people enjoyed this turn. Like, it was a little bit intimidating to think, like, well, if everybody likes the loud, the heavier stuff, are they going to respond? And I feel like it's even been more of a positive response to Object Permanence. And then the last few months, we've been kind of figuring out how to make those two things work together. So we'll do, like, you know, we'll open electric and then we'll do some acoustic songs and then more electric stuff. And it's just puts a lot of emphasis on the set list. So we, like, take people on a journey without just yanking people back and forth doing a heavy song right next to a ballad. So, but it's been really fun to kind of play with that and kind of have a nice roller coaster ride for our set.
Now, a lot of people describe your sound. They definitely throw in Tom Waits is easily the first person that comes to mind. And I feel like that's unfair to peg you just with Tom Waits. Who are some of your personal influences that come into this band and your songwriting as well?
Yeah, I think one of the first things that we bonded over, Bob and I, when we started the band 4 years ago, was Elliott Smith. Both big Elliott Smith fans, and then obviously the stuff that he listens to, like the Beatles. So there's that. There's a lot of 90s rock, like Nirvana, Soundgarden, kind of that kind of stuff I listen to constantly. And then, like, newer stuff will pop in there from time to time. I like pop music. I like what's on the radio sometimes. There's a lot of garbage, but there's also, you know, some good stuff. So I've been listening to that Bruno Mars record a lot, and the guys give me a lot of crap for that.
No, I'm with you, man.
Like
Bruno is probably one of the greater songwriters. You know, I don't know if you know he did the CeeLo Green song.
Right,
yeah. I can't say it on the air, but yeah.
Forget you.
Yeah, exactly. So Object Permanence was recorded at Ivy Labs.
It was.
Tell me a little bit about Ivy Labs and how it was recording there.
That's where I lived when I first moved to Chicago.
No kidding,
yeah,
okay.
I had known Manny, the owner, from my old band, and I didn't have a place to stay, and he said, you can crash on our couch. And so it really was a home away from home for me. So getting to go there, and there's like this big vault. The tracking room is in a giant old bank vault. So it felt so comfortable, and we had 4 days, two different weekends.
We're literally outside of Quenchers right now doing this interview here.
But so it was good. Just trying to, like, the way we like to record is to just kind of set you know, of a limited amount of time and know that that's the time that we have. So we can't overthink things. We can't do too many takes. We can't do too many overdubs. And I think that helps us translate it to live, because there isn't a whole lot of stuff that we can't play. There's definitely some kind of ear candy tidbits on the record, but I think it still translates when we play it live, because that's how we record it for the most part. I made my way back
home from And you also play some solo shows. I saw you went out this summer, kind of like just yourself, and kind of went Midwest, Cincinnati, and stuff like that. Tell me a little bit about that, and like, do you have any other projects outside of Mutz, or is this? Do you play like more Mutz music when you're doing solo stuff?
I do. Yeah, I don't. I sit in with a few bands. I play with Bailiff on occasion, and a band called Lying Delilah. I played on the new Hemmingbirds record, which is so much fun to be able to contribute and just kind of come in and. But when I play the solo shows, it's really to kind of find some new places for us to play. And I can just go out in my car, and it's less expensive to be on the road. So trying to find new places to play or go back to some of our favorite places and kind of be like, don't forget about us. You know, and I do lots of Mutz tunes and some of my own stuff. And
what's your favorite place to play in Chicago, and also what's your favorite place to play outside of Chicago?
Man, I'll give you two in Chicago. I got a chance to play at the City Winery a couple times.
Okay.
And they just treated us so well. It's just such a nice place. Like, I couldn't afford to go to a show there, but playing there is cool. They gave me some pretty top-shelf whiskey and some food. So the hospitality is great. As far as just, like, the rock show, I love, like, Empty Bottle. One of my favorite places to play. And then on the road, Fort Wayne, Indiana, the Brass Rail.
I think
will probably be up there near the top. Just always a rowdy, rowdy place.
I've heard a lot about that place too, especially coming from like Kevin Hambrick and the Orange Opera. I don't know if you know those guys.
I do. We played with them.
I was going to say they'd be a good match for you guys
too.
They
rock. Yeah.
But that's really cool. That's really cool, Mike. I want to thank you for doing this, and looking forward to what's next for Mutz.
Yeah, me too. I don't know.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Yeah. Hope we can play together again soon.
For sure.
For artist interviews, videos, and photos, visit theedgeonair.com.